ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग, हाउ इज एवरीवन? ओके, डबल ओके, सिंगल ओके, बॉडी ओके, देन सोल ओके, माइंड ओके, because when both okay, then you can work together. Because what happens to the mind affect the body, and what happens to the body affect the mind. So we have to keep balance, body and mind. So Madhuban is the right place to learn how to keep balance. I know many of you have arrived few days ago, and still some souls from Malaysia are arriving today also, I was told. A few from JB and a couple of other places. So I think at present, comparing to all other countries, Malaysia is the maximum number. And you have broken the record. Means we have been having 50 and 60 like that, but this is more than 80. So anyway, congratulations to all of you for having the courage to take the bold step to make up your mind, to make your trip to Madhuban this time. You have done the correct decision, because we don't know what is the future. Because the conditions of the world is getting worse. Traveling is going to be that easy in the future, we don't know. So luckily Malaysians are more lucky than other countries, because we are not very far from India, you know. So you can travel only 6 hours. And cheap flights, direct flight. Last time I know the Malaysians have to go to Chennai, Bangalore, Calcutta, then come to Ahmedabad. So it was more tedious journey, but now Baba has made everything easy for all of you. You just go to KL airport and arrive in Ahmedabad airport and then come here, that's all. And no visa also. So it's good. We don't know, that's why I'm saying that we don't know what is going to be the future, you know. Situations are getting worse. So take the maximum. Because even now, weather is also very good. You don't have any problem of cold, so you don't have to have any too much of warm clothes. So I suggest that you have to keep your aim. I'm sure all of you have come with some aim in your mind, what you would like to do, how you want to use your time while you are here. Even though we plan programs, we plan classes, yoga bhattis, many things during the day, that of course we have to follow, but at the same time in my mind, I have to fix my aim, you know, what I want to concentrate on and what I want to focus this time, what I want to achieve in my life. Because we have become Brahmins, you know, to transform ourselves, self-transformation. And as Baba said on Sunday, Murli, self-transformation will lead to world transformation. So make sure that you are punctual and regular to all the classes. After all, it is just 2 weeks. It's not for years and years. And here you are carefreeing. You don't have much to do, right? Class and class, nothing else. You don't have to do shopping, cooking, cleaning, washing. Everything is made ready for you. You just need to be present on time. So that is the most important thing, you know, so that I can really focus. And of course, always come to the classroom with a notebook. Very, very important. Study is very important because you never know. Because, you know, even though we have different teachers sharing, conducting sessions, but Baba can speak through them at any time and give any inspiration, any words of wisdom can come through their mouth, and that could be, you know, your life-changing wisdom. So I would suggest, because my experience is also like that, you know, just one line, one sentence can make a lot of difference. So always make notes. Don't take it for granted. I'm listening, enjoying. Enjoy listening, but at the same time make notes. Because at the end of your trip, you can reflect. How much wisdom I have accumulated this time. You know, Gyan Sarovar, you have come here to bathe, to take a shower in the lake of knowledge. So, take the dip fully, you know, from morning till evening. Actually, timetable is very light, not at all tight. You know, very relaxed timetable. Night time, no program after 7:30. So you have enough time to go to rest even by 9 o'clock. Latest 9:30. So you can easily get up at 3:30. Amrit Vela, morning class. So pay attention. And I think very good, Mani Maran has organized very well this time. You got 3 group leaders, I heard, Mani Maran. Yeah, very good. Because sometimes, because the group is so big, one leader cannot manage looking after everyone and make sure everybody's welfare is okay. So that is a great idea. And also I appreciate that, especially Tamil speaking. you know, hope you are all translation okay? Yeah, so please take your FM radio all the time, because in some places you don't get headphone. You have to use, like even Bap Dada also, when you take your FM, you can sit closer. If you don't take your FM, you have to sit wherever the headphone is, you know. So in that way it will help whenever anybody meet also. Like say now some senior Sudeshwen is going to meet the Malaysian group on the 22nd, Celia said. So that means you cannot have class in the meditation hall all the time. Wherever you have, you are able to make use of it, you know. But have the attitude of learning. Forget all your physical introduction. You are a mother, grandmother, daughter, father, grandfather. All these, forget about it. You just hold the consciousness, I am a student. I have come to the university for my study, higher study. So get yourself that consciousness, so then it is easy to keep attention to the classes that is being given. And I really like to recommend all of you, at least once a day you go to Madhuban 4 pilgrimage places at your own convenient time. Nobody will arrange transport because every hour bus is going from the transport. You go 1 hour, have 15 minutes meditation, and next bus 1 hour you can come back. And I also suggest that you do it every day, you know, especially maybe after lunch and before 4 o'clock. That time people are a little bit relaxed and it is very sunny. You know, Tower of Peace and all these places, very nice to sit in. So you can make sure that you don't miss out. But here also we have 4 pilgrimage places in Gyan Sarovar. Baba's room, dome, Rajarishi Bhavan, Baba's room and Tapasya Dham on the top of the hill. Here also you can go to 4 pilgrimage places. Means it is up to you, you know, how you want. So at least I would suggest spend 2 hours every day special silence meditation. Apart from the regular meditation, half an hour before class, whatever, on your own. In the past group, because I have been in Madhuban for the past 2 months, since February, and people have appreciated this 2 hours meditation at a stretch. Whichever time, even like, you know, after dinner, 8 to 10, or, you know, whatever time you want to choose, total silence, concentration, introversion, you know, not like, hello, hello, Baba. So when are you going to then go into the depth? If I don't do it in Madhuban, there is no other place, yeah? And so this is going to be the last meeting also, because Baba has been coming since October. This will be our last meeting on the 21st. So start preparing yourself. That's what I would suggest. Now don't go anywhere, you know, out of the complex except Madhuban. Don't think of going to Shantivan, shopping. Do all that after Baba. Otherwise your intellect is thinking, you know, not preparing yourself, your stage, to take from maximum from Baba. And this group is going to be a very big group downstairs because this is last. And it is mostly, you know, Eastern zone is a huge big zone. Who is going to be the Sevadaris this time? So I would say that at least choose your time to have two hours silence anytime. And then, you know, at night, check yourself. What did you receive today? What new point I got today? What enlightenment I got? See, you can learn in 4 ways when you are in Madhuban. You check that, you make sure you learn through all 4 methods. So one is, of course, sitting in the classroom, listening to the speaker. The second thing is actually observation. You know, there are many Madhuban Nivasis here everywhere who don't give class. But then you can learn a lot from them, you know, through observation. Sevadari, serving people, cooking people, toli making, chopping vegetables. Means through observation how they are conducting themselves. Because we also do service in our centers. We also do service in our retreat centers. How they are dedicated here in Madhuban. Now, for your information, you know, in Madhuban, same brother in the same department, same duty for 40 years. And they are not bored. And they are doing it so much dedication. So if you just talk to them, you will get to know how dedicated they are to their duties. You know, the one who makes chai, the one who serves, the one who cleans. So through observation, what you learn. And third is by contemplation, on your own, thinking, you know, churning. And then the fourth is reading. Of course, if you find time, there is a library, rich library here in the training section. So you can go and browse through some of the very interesting books and other things that they have in the library. So four means of learning. So make sure every day you learn something. Because, you know, here it's very easy to learn because of three reasons. One is atmosphere. You know, it's a ready-made spiritual atmosphere. In other places, it's not like that. You have to create an atmosphere to make the intellect receptive to what we are listening to absorb. It's already fertile land here. Dadis have done tapasya, Baba has done tapasya, the land is fertile. And then the like-minded people, everybody's vibration, I want to learn, I want to learn. We all have come here with that curiosity. Meet Baba, meet seniors, meet family, you know. So that the vibration of like-mindedness, and then of course my own aim also. You know, my own interest that I want to progress. I want to go fast in my effort. So three things combined together makes things easy. So that's why I'm saying that today is already 19th. Only tomorrow, day after tomorrow, Baba is already coming, you know. And so not much. So keep silence as much as possible. Even generally also, I think they have created a silence zone in the dining area. So those who would like to eat in silence, let them eat in silence, don't disturb. You know, if they want to eat in silence, eat. But only request to all of you is, please careful about the food that you eat. Because here all kinds of food is available on the tray, on the table. It doesn't mean that it's because it is Brahma Bhojan, you have to eat everything on the table. You will get your stomach spoiled. You know, some Brahmins, they put achar, chai, milk, yogurt, everything mix up. So then the stomach starts stirring. So you choose according to your health, take only that. Because Madhuban has to provide all kinds of food because we have variety people. You know? So there are some vegans, gluten. Nowadays they have even separated that also. So make it easy for people. So regarding food, be careful how much you eat, what you eat, so that your health doesn't get spoiled. In case if you have some stomach upset, little cold, little cough, whatever, go to the dispensary immediately here, just nearby. Take any simple method, medicine necessary. But should be, you may have brought some also. It's okay, you know. Most important thing is, remind yourself that I have come to Madhuban for spiritual empowerment. So I don't need to think about Malaysia back home now. So you don't need to communicate too much. No need. You have left there to come here. When you were in Malaysia, you're thinking of Madhuban all the time. And now after coming here, you're sending email every time. What did you eat? Did you sleep okay? How is everything? Why you want to ask all those things? They will be okay now. No? So you just very minimum communication if there is something urgent only. Otherwise no need for email and post and this and that, you know. So if something important, then it's okay. Otherwise I think we should be digital free. Yeah. We have been all the time digital world, you know. As much as possible, make it minimum. So talk to Baba, talk to yourself, talk to some of the other country people also. You know, listen to their experience at other times when you are walking up and down. So there is also physical exercise. Do you all go for physical exercise in the morning? Some are lazy, they don't go. No, it is good for you because in your country, nobody will do it so regularly, every day, punctually, half an hour. Sujata Ben is making sure that she is here every morning from 6 to 6:30. So get ready, come. Then you feel very fresh when you, after exercise, you go. Meditation is powerful, you know. So one thing what Baba has been emphasizing in the last Murli also, this everyday's Murli also, is increasing the practice of remembrance. The quality of remembrance, the stage of remembrance. So that should really progress, that is one thing. The second thing is also, as Baba said yesterday also, if you want to accumulate the power of pure thoughts, you have to do churning. If you don't churn knowledge, you will not be able to accumulate the power of pure thoughts. And when I don't have the accumulation of pure thoughts in my account, I cannot have good wishes for others. Where will I have the energy? So make sure in this trip, at least until Bab Dada comes, next 48 hours, zero waste. Possible? Zero waste. There is no need for thinking waste. What you are doing? Nothing. You are only looking after yourself. That's all. Sleeping, eating, coming to class. What is the way to think waste? So take it as a challenge. Zero waste. So automatically you become powerful. And then when you are listening to Baba's Murli, every word will turn into a pearl. Because your mind is so receptive, it can absorb and change into a pearl. So it becomes like a valuable treasure for yourself. So that is one challenge I want to give all of you. If you want to take it up, zero waste. No waste talk also. I don't need to talk. What you want to talk? We are not having any service meeting here. Discussion here, you know. In case if you have any class workshop, you are sharing some knowledge only. You know, so otherwise, no thinking back home, no waste. Another important aspect is also to make sure that I create newness. You know, when you are listening to the classes, when you are having meditation, different souls conducting. So you can pay attention to see what newness I can bring in my Brahmin life, in my routine. You know, sometimes there are interviews and some experiences being shared by different souls. So use those kinds of experience to improve your own stage. So totally what I mean to say is that, say, you came to Madhuban as a caterpillar. Right? So how you want to go back? Butterfly. So that means you have to turn inside, build a cocoon, introversion, and let Baba do his work. You know, there they talk about nature doing its work. But here, you go into God's womb. That's all. You stay there for next until you go back. And let Baba feed you with his non-physical food, let Baba sustain you with his non-physical relationship. Experience this time what it means to be sustained by ancestor souls. What it means to be sustained by Bap Dada. You know? Sustain, nurturing, how they are doing. Even on Dadi Gulzar's day, this is what Baba said in the message. That ancestor souls don't say they were, they are here now also. They are around us constantly, sustaining us, nurturing us. So feel their presence, the ancestors' presence. Feel Baba's presence, Baba's nurturing. Through somebody, of course, you know, through some atmosphere, some... So once Bap Dada's meeting is over, then group leaders can plan for the first timers to be taken to see the places, Manimaran, yeah? And then they will arrange Baba's rock, you don't have to worry, you know? And they also arrange one day trip to Shantivan to visit all the memorials like Dadi Janki, Dadi Prakashmani, Solar, you know, a few places. Usually they do arrange in the morning. You don't even have to worry about that also because there are so many new places coming up, you know, and especially downstairs to go to different places, they will arrange. So that all can happen later. Okay? How many first timers? Can you stand up? Let us see. Stand up. First timer. One, two. Anybody first timer? Stand up. Stand up. One, two. Only three. Oh. Out of 80, only three first timers. That's all. Only four. Oh. So you are all old timers. So many times you have been. Because first timers will also have their first timers class preparing for their ring ceremony. Nowadays they don't get ring just like that. After the class on preparing themselves for ring ceremony, they have to register like a civil marriage. So they have to register if they want to get married, no compulsion. There is a class, after that they will register and then only they are invited for ring ceremony. So somebody will sit here to see the registration names, so then only they will allow them to get the ring. That is how we have been doing. And people are happy with that because it's a commitment. If somebody is not ready, they don't take, we don't force. It's okay, next time, fine. Because so many Zoom babies are also coming nowadays. And some of the Zoom babies not ready, you know. So they say next time, it's okay. But, you know, they can sit and listen to classes. They follow the principle. But they feel commitment a little bit. So couple of them, but almost all of them come for ring ceremony. I did that last time, about 80 first timers. Very nice ceremony, ring ceremony we had. Yeah? So enjoy your stay. Every day should be feeling like I have benefited, I have grown. You know, I have progressed from what I was. I have come close to Baba, close to Baba, close to Baba. So you must feel that way. So for that, these are all some of the guidelines that we would like to share with you. Where are you going? Why? No, it's okay. We are going to finish. No need to rush. Doesn't matter. 2 minutes, yeah. Because I thought that after this, maybe 22nd, a few Malaysians will join. So Sudesh Didi will meet at 9:30, and some of you have given names to meet her. So after the meeting, they can stay back to meet her. Because nowadays only Sudesh Ben is here, Jayanti Ben is downstairs and Mohini Ben is downstairs. You know, luckily Mohini Ben is coming today. You are having the golden chance to see her and take toli and blessings. You will definitely get toli and blessings. So that should be okay, you know. And they will announce for the badges for the entry of the Diamond Hall. The group leader will collect it and they will distribute it to you. But take care of all your belongings. Don't carry too many valuables with you here and there, especially passport. You know, you leave it in the Vishnupuri office. In case if you lose, it's difficult, you know, to get it back. So that's what I mean. But so don't go to the village for shopping every now and then. Whatever little things you want, we have a little shop here you can buy. In case if you have forgotten something. So everybody got your luggages, right? Nobody missed the luggage? Anybody? You missed it? Oh, everybody got. Because last time, last group, I think two of them did not get luggage. They got it later. So you are lucky in that way also. Yeah? Huh? Yeah. And if you have any questions, anything, don't talk to each other, don't talk to anyone. So talk to either myself or to, you know, your group leader, and then we will arrange if there is something that we need to attend to that. So don't make it like a gossip. No gossip here. Madhuban is a pure place. Your gossip will become an echo and come back to you only. Because this is a dome. Madhuban is a dome. Whatever you speak, you will hear your own voice afterwards. So it's better we don't do that. Yeah? Yeah. So they will announce the program every day anyway. So you will get a chance to meet as many seniors as possible during your stay here. And if there is something, translation is not happening, whatever, so you immediately inform Manimaran so that we can look into it, yeah? So on the day of Bhaktada, if somebody's headphone is not working, something problem, they will announce. So you can go to the translation department. They will repair it or give something different for you to take back, and then you can return afterwards. Yeah? Okay? Anything else anybody wants to ask? Is everybody's accommodation okay? Huh? Malaysians, they are very happy with the Malaysians. They say Malaysians are the best people. Wherever we give accommodation, they go. We don't have any problem. Even in Ahmedabad also, the brother Kumar was saying, wow, Malaysia is so good, you know. Wherever we send them, they just go. Whatever we give them to eat, they will eat and go. They won't complain. Good certificate so far. So keep up, you know. Because when it's a big group, we have to accommodate sometimes, adjust, you know. Simple accommodation. They are building more in Pandabhavan. That is why you don't get accommodation in Pandabhavan. Because Pandabhavan is very old. It is run down. You know, many places are damp. People cannot stay. And some are falling off also. So now they are doing some new construction and also some new rooms. We bought some property nearby. Behind Pandabhavan, so they are putting some accommodation rooms there. Already some accommodation is ready, but more is coming up. Maybe next year when we come, we will have more accommodation. But still, I really want to thank all of you also, so you are able to, you know, accept whatever accommodation is given. To stay wherever we are asked to stay. it makes the people who are in charge a little bit relaxed. Otherwise, you know, demand, too much of demand makes it tension. After all, they are trying their best, dedicating their life, you know, to give as best as they can. Okay? So, anyway, I just want to warn some of the old mothers, please take care when you are walking. Many people have fallen just because they are talking and coming down the steps and two steps missed and then they got a fracture. So please take, use lift if you cannot walk. And here it is not straight, you know, all little bit like this. So use the buggy when you are going up and down, buggy is there. If not, take your time to walk. But make sure nobody falls. Everybody is okay and go back home safely, okay? And I'm sure that almost all of you may have given your accommodation contribution to your group leaders. If not, it is better to give as early before Bab Dada comes so that we can hand over that to our Yagya. So we feel happy about that also, yeah? But most important thing is prepare your mind, your stage for meeting Baba who is coming soon. Baba is more eager to come and meet us than we are eager to meet him. Right? So, it's nice in a way. So, I just see how many have come from Kuala Lumpur only. Can you send up? Just Kuala Lumpur. Other cities later. Huh? This is Kuala Lumpur. All centers, Kuala Lumpur. Thank you. First timers are only 3, now I know. Welcome. So, from Ipoh, how many? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Then, Penang, from northern side? Northern side. Totally northern side, all centers. Pachiyappan, how many? Only 2 are? 4. Acha. Okay. And anybody from southern? They are coming, I heard, today. They came, Johor? They are here. Okay. Any other parts? Huh? Rawang. Rawang is Kuala Lumpur, already included. I thought Rawang is part of Kuala Lumpur only. East Malaysia? Anybody? East Malaysia? No. No. And first time was also 3. Only 3. 4. One more coming. So, all of you are happy, content? Okay? Okay. So, we won't take much time because you have another session coming up. So, we will try to arrange. We will try to arrange Mohan Singhal. Maybe I'll ask Celia if he can contact him or Atam Prakash Bhai, Surya Bhai. They are also busy with downstairs thousands of people. But if they can come up, you know, one of these days when you are here, any seniors to give class. Because maybe it is difficult for any one of you to communicate with them because they have their own local language also, local phone also. I will check with Celia if she can arrange some special meeting. Sudesh Ben, she has already arranged. Prabha Ben is leaving tomorrow morning. She is going back because one of the sisters is very sick. One of the senior sisters in Gujarat Center. So, she has to go back. Brijmohan Bhai is back in Global Hospital. As you know, I think Pure Bhai has already sent the news in the email. So, but his health is the same. It will take some time. He cannot talk yet. He only talk in writing. And cannot eat the food normally. It's through the pipe. So, but still, it was nearly 2.5 months, nearly since January he was in the Apollo Hospital. So, he also wanted to come to Shantivan Global Hospital. Finally, doctors gave permission. But not anybody and everybody can go and see him anytime. Not possible. So we will see how we can make it possible. Whether, you know, double foreigners one of these days. He cannot come, of course. We'll see how what happens. But he's here, very near. Before he was in Ahmedabad, now in the Global Hospital. Okay? So, anything else, Manimaran, you want to mention? Come in the front. Come, come. Who are the other group leaders with her, together with you? Three of you? Yeah, eight of you. Eight? Oh! Alango, yourself? Okay. Okay, come, come. Introduce. But not before Baba, after Baba. Yeah? Yeah. And also all the kids, those who like to go for temple tour, compared to the Shanghai. So, but then I go, my sister, then Amber Rana, who are the other assistants to Manimaran? Come, because other people should know. Yeah. And they also have given one phone number, Dharti sister, emergency, can call her directly also, because if necessary, she can call the ambulance or any doctor's treatment, something necessary. She knows the local. So Manimaran should also have her number, Dharti. Yeah. Yes, very good idea. That's very good idea. Shankar from London should be here. He gave class last group. Not many Tamil, but Shankar is available. Yeah.
So if anyone has any issue, come back to me for a specific voluntary and approach them personally.
Yeah. Okay. Om Shanti. We have one song and then come and take Toli. I think there is a welcome program tomorrow. Today, sometime. Evening, right? Now? Oh, that's why she wants to go for Tilak. I didn't know that. Okay. Om Shanti. I am available. I am here for until we are, I leave on the 28th night. So otherwise, Dadi Janki's day is coming on the 27th. Everybody will be going down on that day. They will arrange. So they will tell you the program anyway. So if there is anything, I am available. You can contact me. After Murli is best, because otherwise, you know, everybody cannot have local phone. Without local phone, we usually use only local phone now here without any expense. Intercom. Yeah. Okay? Om Shanti. Everyone, take care of each other, take care of yourself.